So the Gemara has a shaka v'tayro right in the beginning of the sugya karfif, which is bigger than a beis asayim. The shaila is that if you have a dira, which is roiv, you have a gina which is roiv, and then you have a dira there. So and the gina is yes beis asayim. So the Gemara says, the brisa says that it's mevatel the dira. So now you have a karfif which is bigger than a beis asayim, nachamol, and the gina is bigger than a beis asayim. It's mevatel the makim dira. Fine. Zok the Gemara, the Gemara brings Rav Huna, Shita Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that's tafka talking about a case of where the gino is more than a base asayim. But if it's base asayim itself, then it would not be able to become batal or be mevatal. Fine. Then the Gemara brings down Shita Rav Shimon, and the Gemara has Sekasha, the Lachaira. We should have said right away that there's a problem that you could say batal baroif even if the gino is a base asayim itself. And therefore, you'll be mashlem at the shir of yasmi beis asayim, and you'll have a problem. Therefore, the Gemara is chayzer and says, "I'll eat itmar, hachi itmar." Fine. But lamaisa, the Gemara is mavur that avada we blab with that. That avada beis asayim, a gina which is a beis asayim, could be mevatel adira and then be mashlem to a shir of yasmi beis asayim. And because of that, we were chayzer. That's what's mavur from the Gemara maskana. So the Ran, Muchazach, in the Shaka Vatar the Gemara, and he asks Akasha, he says as follows. If you understand the Braisa is Meduyuk, that we're talking about a Gino, which is Yasame Beis Asayim, right? And the Gino, which is Yasame Beis Asayim, is Roiv. And because it's Roiv, it's Mevatal the Diro. So Zach the Ran, what should come out is that the Braisa is totally in Roif, because only because the Gino is Yasim Yisayim and it's Roif is a Mevatel the Dira. But it's not the Vart that it's a Gino which is Yasim Yisayim, it's totally in Roif. And therefore, we could say Fakar also, we could say Lakula. If you have a Dira.
Why does it come with a bit of Roif? It's a Kafashim over there.
It's because it can become Batel.
It's Roif.
No, because he's saying that. What do you mean? Because you have a makam dira. What do you mean? You have a dira.
You have a kaf of yesh mi beis asayim.
Why is it ain't hook of a dira? You have a dira there.
Because it's zeruah.
Yeah, but you have a chiluk of that's not. You have to come up with a bit of barayv. If you don't have a bit of barayv, so then you still have a dira.
What
do you mean the other chiluk? Yeah, I understand.
Other chiluk is the mir.
So.
You have a makam that's.
That's the bright. I don't have the bright. Says you have to move out to it. Why do you have to move out to it?
Good question, but when it's
Yasmin
Beis Asayim, because she doesn't
have to come to the Bittu. Why is that Pashtas?
It's Yasmin Beis Asayim.
Solely for what? You
made a Hanukkah.
You're naming on that. It's part of the Kamas. That's the problem. I don't have your Hanukkah. I don't know. You're saying you're naming on the Karashi. He's not going to else parts of the Kamas.
It's wrong with the other way around. He's asking the other way around. He's saying
both ways. He's saying that the whole Bryce is talking about Roif. When you have a Gino, which is Yasubis Asayim, only because it's Roif is it a problem. Therefore, it's Mevatel the Mir of the Dira. And he's saying Fakir also. He's saying that if the Dira is Yasubis Asayim, even if the Gino is Yasubis Asayim, but if the Dira is bigger than that, it's able to Mevatel the Gino. Why? Because of Roif. So he's saying it's not Tolim Bis Asayim. It's not a problem of Yasubis Asayim or not Yasubis Asayim, because otherwise, what's the Bryce talking about Roif?
Doesn't only ask
him another way around? No, that's the shock of a tire. So, middle effect of Ran, based on this, that I don't understand, should come out that we should have asked in the Gemara right away that if you have a Gina, which is a base asayim itself, let it be Mevatel Adiro, and therefore it'll come out, it's yes, a base asayim. So, Zakhtar Ran, oh, Pshat is, we don't say that because Ain Hatter Mevatel Hatter. So then, the Gemara asks right away, on Reb Shimon, that you should say this. You should say that if you have a beis asayim, it should be mevatel the makam dira, and therefore you'll end up having a makam dira, which is yes, a beis asayim. So after Ran, so then what was the cheshbon the shaka v'tarya? No, we do say hatter is mevatel hatter. So what was the shaka v'tarya in the Ran? He named on ain hatter mevatel hatter. Then he's saying no, avada hatter is mevatel hatter. So what's the shprach? He says different.
It says ain it's megar.
Okay, so let's be mazur. What are you saying? Yeah, but it's avada. He's switching. He's going from yes to no. But he says the new yeah. That's a good deal. He does say, but to me uta basaruva gar. I'm asking, but pshat is that it sounds like he went from yes to no. He's moisef in the svar. Okay, so let's handle it. That's how I'm coming to be mazur. So Lamaisa, let's understand first of all why Heter would not be Mevatel Heter. What's it said that Heter should not be Mevatel Heter? So Lechayra, a Nemon, the pshat is that if the Gino is a Beis Hasayim, it itself is Mutter, right? And you have a Dira, which is less than a Beis Hasayim, it itself is Mutter. So pshat is Bittel B'Roiv, when you have Bittel B'Roiv, when you're coming to Mevatel, you're coming to change the din of the Miyad. But pshat is you're not changing the din of anything. This is Mutter, that's Mutter. So pshat is, what are you saying? You're saying is that this is motor, that's motor. So now what? Say it's bottle. And therefore what? So nothing happened. You didn't change the din. And ba'emes, you could say that this is it, the whole yisayid of bittul b'roiv is you're coming to change the din of something. The only way to make a problem over here is by being mashlimit to the shear of beis hasayim. But pshat is just to change the din, you didn't change anything. This is a beis hasayim. What?
They have different din.
What's the din? This is motor and that's motor.
They have to. It's not din.
They're different.
How they different?
That's
not dafka.
This.
So Lamaisa is so. But MS, the stipler, he asks a similar kasha, and he brings from the Arsameach, who brings from the Prima Gadim. They shtel from a Gemara Nidon Dafayin Alf. The shaila is over there by Dam Tfusa. The Gemara has a shaila over there by that. You kill a person. And the person dies, and we don't know if there was a revius dam that came out before he died or after he died. So it's an nafkamina halacha, because if there was a revius of dam that came out after he died, so then it has a dim of tumas meis, and it'll make an nafkamina for tumas oil. So the shayla is like this: we know that roiv of the dam came out la'achar misa, but we know that a miyat came out before he died. So the shayla is: could you say bittul b'roiv and take the miyat dam that came out before he died, be mashlemet to the shear of the roiv la'achar misa? Now you have a vrias dam, and therefore you should have an iser of tumas meis, so nafkamina with tumasa. So the Gemara says over there that no, we say dam tusa. Dam tusa is only an iser derabanan. We say that midderabanan he has an iser of tumasail, but avada not. Why? So Rashi's masber, because you don't say bittul b'roiv to be mashlem to a shear. That's the way it's important. So Zakta Prima Gadim, you see klar that you don't say bittul b'roiv to change the metzias of something. This was a metzias of dam that came out la'achar misa. This was a metzias of dam that came out before misa. We can't say bittul b'roiv to now take this dam, turn it into dam that came out la'achar misa, and therefore be mashlam to shir revius, and now we have a problem of a nafkamina la'alacha midiraisa. That's how you Zakta the Prima Gadim. But in fact, the stipler, our whole Gemara is mavur that you do say bittul b'roiv to be mashlem to the shir. Why? Because that was Gemara's kasha on Reb Shimon. Why don't you say bittul b'roiv to be mashlem to the shir? As a effect disciple. So Zok disciple, in Echonami, we're not talking about bittul b'roiv. We're talking about a sugya of Rubei Kekulei. And because we're handling a nidin of Rubei Kekulei, the din of Rubei Kekulei is when you shecht roiv simonim, so the miyit gets the din of the roiv, it extends itself. So stop. The stiper asks, it was this, then come to chayis. Every time you have a bittul b'roiv, typically you have Rubei Kekulei. So the stiper says a moedik yisayid in Rubei Kekulei. Rubei Kekulei is only said on one min. A min echad, it's not said on different minim. So pshat is, and he got a shtel to parts merubal ha'emet. But he says, merubal parts, but he says that the yisayid over here is that because it's one min, so now you say Rubei Kekulei, and therefore the roiv, which is nicker, only because it's nicker, is able to extend its din onto the miyat. Why do I say that the roiv, which is nicker, is because by lach b'lach, you would not say Rubei Kekulei, because you don't know what, it's not nicker, what is this and that. It's a nafkamina for din. Fine. So, come to chayis from the stipler, that our whole sugya is a sugya of Rubei Kekulei. And the whole Shaka Vitaria was a Shaka Vitaria of Rubei Kekulei. So how did he understand the Ran's Kasha? We had a Kasha on the Shaka Vitaria. Right away, the Gemara says that you say that you have you, the Gemara's Mavur. You say Bittul B'Roiv, and Frek the Ran a Kasha. If you say Bittul B'Roiv, so then why wouldn't you say that also by Beis Hasayim to be Mevatel of the Makom Dira to be Mashma Teshir V'Yasev Beis Hasayim? So the Ran answers that, and he says because a Heter we don't say Heter Mevatel Heter. The disciple is going to say that The reason why is because Bittul Barayv is not a svara to change the Metzias. And the Gemara is coming to a svara of Rube Kekulay. And that's Meduik and Rashi, because Rashi says in the Gemara's Teretz that V'afagav the Hukav Vadira, Choshev Kiloy Hukav Vadira, the Ha'avi Kuloy Gina. It has a din of 100% a din of a Gina. Fine. That's the shock of attire of the Gemara, Kenzain, according to the Stipler. But Lamaisa, how did the Ran understand? The Ran says that the Gemara Nam don't have a Mino, that Pshat is that Heter can't be Vata Heter. And the Gemara is saying in the Maskana, the Heter could be Vata Heter. So, he just switched one to another. What did he switch to? So, Kenzan, you could say as far as follows. That Avada the Ran Nemdon, the way we're understanding the Havamino. And similar to this Stipler and the Gemara and Nida, and he's not being chiluk on anything we said till now. In other words, what is he saying? He's saying that if you have one heter and you have another heter, you don't say that you only say a heter, can be about the heter, when you're changing the din. And since this is mutter, and you're not changing a din, all you're doing is making a kemandalasa. So you don't say Bittul Barayv. It's not doing anything. You only say Hatter Kibbe Baal Tehatter when you're changing a din. So then what's the Gemara coming to? So Ken Zayin, the Nekuda is that the Gemara is coming to be Mechadish, that you say Hatter Kibbe Baal Tehatter when it makes an afkamina for a din. The svar of Hatter Kibbe Baal Tehatter is a svar that's shaykh in many places. It's the Moshel shaykh by chametz before Pesach. 2 weeks before Pesach, a person has a piece of chametz that falls into something that's kosher to Pesach. Right, so this is mutter and that's mutter. Right now, there's no issur of chametz. So pshat is could the shaila is over there that the pesach can handle is could the fact that there's something that's kosher pesach could that be and that's the roiv could that be mevatel the chametz? Okay, so how does that work? So the way it works, I'm assuming is the way it works is that pshat is that avada you're not turning the chametz into kosher pesach. You're not turning this piece of bread into what's it called?
Matzah meal.
Thank you. You're not turning it into matzah meal. That's not the din. You know, that's not what's happening. You're just making it. That's kemandal esa. Now that you made that, it's kemandal esa. It makes a nafkamino ladinoi. But what does it make a nafkamino for? When Pesach comes 2 weeks later, so now you have a pittel. Fine. So what will come to chayis? What's coming out is that the whole yisoid of heter b'matzah heter is that you're not changing the metzias. And being mashlemit to the roiv, you're not changing that now this chametz, take a piece of challah, fell into the soup, becomes kosher lePesach. That's not what you're saying. You're just saying it's kemandalasa, and it'll make an afkemino ledinoi. I b'shaitoi, it was mutter. Okay, so, but the din of Bittul Barayv is also said, but where we'll make a nafkamino ladinoi, and over there we'll make a nafkamino ladinoi. So Ken Zayin that the Ran understood that the maskana was of the Gemara, that the Gemara was asking Akasha, that you say Bittul Barayv in a case of where we'll make a nafkamino ladinoi. I says, the Ran, okay, Heter could be about that. How could Heter be about the Heter? What changed? The Teretz is that he wasn't saying that he wasn't learning the Gemara's kasha like Rashi and like we're saying from the Stipler that you're using the base of sign to be vatal the dira and therefore it'll turn into yes the base of sign. That's not what he was saying. He was saying that you're using the base of sign now that that's the roiv, so you're being mevatal the dira and it loses its shem dira. It doesn't. It's not a dendira. So now it makes an afkamino ladinoi because you have a karfif which is yes the base of sign and it has no shem dira. So come to chayis, it'll come out that a heter can be vatal a heter with a nafkamino ladinoi, and that would be the chiddush of the Ran. In other words, he's not saying that you're being mashlemet to the shira of the Beis HaSayim, not making it yes in Beis HaSayim, rather you're just saying that there is no makam dira here. Now that there's no makam dira, so now you have a karfif, which is yes in Beis HaSayim. Grata, the reading of the Gemara, it sounds like that, because the Gemara says that v'havalei karfif yesem v'esasayim. It doesn't say that it becomes a gino yesem v'esasayim, it says it's a karfif yesem v'esasayim. The nukud is, because the taka doesn't become a gino yesem v'esasayim. It blives a karfif. It's just, the mokim dira becomes bottle, and Kenzayin, that was the chazaran.
There's some comments. Comments is at some saying bad, maybe not now, but later.
Okay, so.
It's going to be, but here, the only thing wrong with it is that when it's Nesapa.
Yeah, 100%. It's a much bigger Kiddush. It's coming, it comes out. It's an Afkamino Ladino. Yeah, the Kiddush.
It's a different din. It's a din. The problem is Mikach Betzir. Chametz, the problem is Mikach.
Yeah, Enechanami. Enechanami.
The Stap was the din of Rubik Kul. You're saying more part of Bittul Barayv in Iran.
Like yeah, I'm saying, but it comes out.
You are saying
100%. But it comes out that the Ran and the Stap don't have to be Chilik and Lumber. because it can say the Ran was really masking to the stipler. It's just they were arguing how to learn the Gemara. They had different anach how to learn the Gemara. The Ran wasn't learning the Gemara was a sugya of the Beis HaSayim was being mashlim the shear to Yesri Beis HaSayim. The stipler understood for a davar pasha like Rashi that if ever you have a Beis HaSayim and it's being mevatel adira, so it's going to be mashlim to the shear of Yesri Beis HaSayim. So Zok the stipler, I don't understand. That doesn't work with the dinim of Bittul Barayv. So he comes on to the chiddush of Rubik Kula. The Ran sounds like he's not learning like that. He's just learning that the Gemara was saying that it becomes batal. So he's working, the way I'm understanding it, he's working through how does it become batal. But then, Kum Techeis, they're not arguing. It's just they're arguing how to learn up this Gemara. But in Dinim and Svaras, of others, they could be mad.